Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo.
And me, Kev, on stage.
I forgot the end, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Joe.
I've never forgotten the end before.
No, you haven't.
And we're talking about WandaVision.
WandaVision!
Do you feel the need to sing at the beginning of
Feel the need to sing all the time. Why do you feel the need just to talk?
Because that's kind of...
You have a nice singing voice. Sing something for the people.
No.
Sing, buddy, said, do you remember?
Okay.
Buddy,
Father.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. We didn't forget this time. I did, but you didn't, so it's okay. We're talking about Wanda. It's the final episode, which I'm happy and sad about for the obvious reason. Well, I think it's obvious.
Why are you happy?
Because it was cool.
Oh,
it was a good ending to the series.
Oh, okay.
But also I'm sad because it was the ending to the series.
Yeah.
And that sucks. But it's also, it was a good series. I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
It was very much different from what Marvel usually does.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marvel they sometimes do mystery things. But they're not like, WandaVision. They're not like, really, what is happening.
Yeah.
Like, you have a general idea. Like, in Doctor Strange, at the beginning, that was probably the closest thing to what's happening in Wanda. Obviously, we understand, everything. Probably not every little thing, but most everything now. But, with the worlds are shifting and stuff, you're like... I don't think anybody wasn't like, what is
Yeah, I think what Marvel has done a good job of, they taking characters that weren't, growing up as a person who did not read the comics, I only watched the cartoons, I wasn't as familiar with Wanda and Vision and Captain America. I was like X-Men, Spider-Man, those were the dominant Marvel cartoons.
Uh-huh.
I think what Marvel did a great job of is bringing, starting with the Avengers and Iron Man and Thor. I mean, Hulk was big too,
yeah,
the movies and stuff.
But
I didn't grow up watching a lot of stuff about Wanda or reading about Wanda.
Or Scarlet Witch
or Vision. I learned about that stuff mostly through the movies.
Vision in the comics?
Oh, right, I didn't read comic books at all.
I'm pretty sure why would it.
Oh, yeah, he's
had
in the
a
comics.
Lot of.
He's in the comics.
Comic things,
yeah,
and Wanda. They could have like little teasers, but
right. Like, and stop thinking you're better than us because you guys read the comics.
Oh yeah,
man, we was watching cartoons and living life and going to church. But anyway, what Wanda started off as a side character in the MCU,
like a sidekick of a side character.
Yeah, but she really did. This was a great series. Thought Elizabeth Olsen did a great job. Katherine Hahn was amazing as Agnes/Agatha.
I'm going to pretend I know who those people are.
Elizabeth Olsen was Wanda.
Oh.
Katherine Hahn, I said that after
it. Yeah, you said that.
And Paul Bettany as Vision and White Vision, who had like a smart off. That's what Joe called it.
Yeah, called it a smart battle.
A smart battle.
Yeah.
And middle of the fight, you were like, psh. Also, what do you think about this philosophically?
Yeah.
If the planks from this ship are replaced one by one.
I didn't understand that at first. And at the beginning of the episode, I was like, okay, no pausing. I knew we were going to talk at least a little bit, but I was like, try not to talk because, you know, the immersion and Man, wind sucks. It wasn't horrible, but we just don't. It was just a few times. It wasn't like horrible. But
yeah.
It just kind of stopped, like. And then there'd be that blue circle thing.
Yeah, it was terrible, man.
It only happened, like, what, twice?
No, it happened, like, three times until three times? I just switched the whole internet and then we was rocking and rolling.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
What was I saying before then? Oh yeah, the immersion.
Father? Oh.
Every time I say, what was I saying? Something about me being great or you being great or you're amazing. Great.
I just want to plant that. I just want to plant that in your mind if it's not in there.
Oh yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, smart battle. They just kind of stuck fight. I feel like No, they didn't stop fighting randomly. Vision had, we're just going to call the colored Vision, Vision, and then we're going to call white Vision, also Vision. So
it's called white Vision, white Vision. And then you're
it's too much.
No, you just added white to white, to the white one.
Where did he go anyway? So Vision, I don't know. I feel like he's going to be in the, he's not back. A new episode, but,
in the MCU?
Yeah, he's going to be back, and then we're going to be like, oh, so that's where he went.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the, I forgot. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't understand the playing thing at the beginning, and then you rewind it, and I was like, you always go too far, and then you're like, man, no, I don't. And but, then you, I was like, but you do, though. And you're like, hush. That's just a normal interaction.
It is.
But they why did Vision like not white Vision not? He's a robot. I guess Vision is also a robot. But why did he just stop randomly when they started talking?
No, he said confrontation couriers. He said something to be like, do you want to talk about this for 1 second before we go back to fighting? Because they weren't really getting anywhere. Well. White Vision was about to win because the hex was breaking down.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
His powers were being trashed.
But then Wanda fixed the hex again.
Yeah. Anyway. It was a dope episode. It was a dope ending.
I knew for a fact. Not for a fact. But I was pretty certain it was going to be Vision v. Vision. Yeah, Vision v. White Vision. And then I thought it was going to be Rambo and Wanda / Scarlet Witch against Agnes, because again, blue and red equals purple. I thought Rambo might have helped at least a little bit, but you know. Also, when Hayward was shooting the kids, also, Hayward shot kids.
He pulled the blammer out and it was like, I'll kill you, little robot kid. And then Monica was like,
he didn't say anything though.
But that was his like subtext.
Okay.
His inner monologue.
I think it was Billy that had the super speed, and yeah. I'm pretty sure he just stopped. I feel like he could run past the bullets, but Quicksilver.
Yeah, it was like Billy and Jamal were her kids. Tommy, that was his name.
Jamal. Did you really think his name was Jamal?
Why couldn't it be Jamal? Jamal Maximoff? Hey man, Jamal Maximoff.
Billy and Jamal. Billy and Tommy, but yeah.
Yeah. You brought this up. They had a very Incredibles moment.
Oh, yeah. The thumbnail thing? Yeah, they definitely had a Incredibles family scene where they're all together. Obviously, they don't look like the Incredibles. They didn't have the suits. But, like, the idea was
the way they were like.
Yeah, it was the family against the bad guys.
Yeah.
And they're, like, in a fighting circle thing, just like in the Croods, actually.
Yeah, Kill Circle.
We didn't talk about Creed 2.
We should talk about
we?
That. It was a good movie.
Okay. We should probably talk about Creed 2. I'm going to be honest. I liked it at the beginning, but at the Thunderbirds part, I was like.
Oh, you were checked out.
I was kind of like, this kind of took a wrong turn for me.
What do you always say? It was the friends we made along the way?
Maybe the true Thunderbird was the friend we made along the way. Yeah, that's just a Disney go-to.
Yeah,
friendship was it was more powerful than being alone. So stop. It's just the Disney go-to. Friendship. Yeah. We gotta believe in each other. Yeah. But yeah, I knew. It was a very incredible moment. Which,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm low-key super hyped to see what the next phase of Marvel looks like with Scarlet Witch. Like, it's always dope to once a character knows her powers. Because remember, she was...
Like Rambo?
Like Rambo.
Oh, wait. Before we get to that, we were talking about how Hayward shot Rambo and she had the... He missed!
No, he shot her.
No, he shot Rambo, yes. Mm-hmm. But he was aiming at the kids at the beginning, but she shot in between them. And then
she
Rambo
stood in front of the bullets.
No, yeah, she did go in front of the bullets, but that was that was that he shot already. Like, he shot, and then I'm pretty sure she was like bare. She did one of those but she didn't actually fall down. But yeah, he just kept shooting in the middle, and then when it went through her, he was just like bang, bang, bang.
He looked at the gun.
He looked at the gun like, oh, time to drive away.
Yeah.
And then also,
he kind of fizzled out as a villain.
Yeah. I feel like Vision was the main villain.
Yeah, and they also, when I was watching a lot of YouTube stuff, they were saying, like, who was Agatha serving? Like, basically, who was the Thanos to her Loki?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't introduce anybody.
They didn't have
Not even the post-credit scene, nothing.
Not even the post-credit scene. The two post-credit scenes that, six minutes, man!
Trailers.
Six minutes!
Credits.
Yeah.
Enough.
Just so long.
We got it.
It was a 50-minute thing, but in reality, it was 1 minute, and the entire 40 extra minutes were just post-credits.
In the Reality Stone. Is that Stone?
Yeah.
What are the six of Infinity Stones, you know?
Yeah. Time, reality, mind, space, and... No, not...
Power.
And, power, and...
Revenge?
No.
Warp?
No, we already did space. Space, time, reality, mind, power.
They are space, mind, reality, power, time, soul.
Soul. Yeah, that one's...
What does the soul do, though?
I don't know. I feel like it's the most useless stone.
He needed it for...
To make six. Gamora.
Yeah, but like, what power does it do?
I don't know. I feel like he doesn't have a power. I feel like he... I mean, if he does have a power, it was never shown. Or at least, not that I remember.
Yeah, this little thing I'm looking at doesn't tell you what it does. It just has question marks.
Yeah. I mean, every other stone is pretty self-explanatory.
Wait, Heimdall had the Soul Stone?
No. No, Red Skull did.
Oh, that's right. He was protecting it.
Yeah. The White Vision scene. You're not getting anywhere, Father.
Yeah. I just like, maybe I look at another one and it'll say something. They're just like, bro, I don't know.
Yeah, you already.
Nobody knows.
The White Vision scene where they're like kind of hugging and then Vision was kind of like squeeze FaceTime.
Oh, he's trying to smash her head in?
Yeah, it's kind of like,
Vision is like, I'll break your head.
He didn't say that.
You're my boyfriend. He was like,
they didn't say anything. They were kind of like, Vision, Wanda. And they told me you were going to be strong. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a pretty Creep City scene.
It was pretty Creep City.
And why didn't she not
and
use
when,
powers?
Scarlet Witch was like, whisper. And then Agatha was like, oh, snap. I'm in the part of my life where I kill those witches.
Okay, we got to stop with this. We can't just be doing the voices.
And then she was like, psych, this is another one where I have the power. And then Wanda was like, that's my thing.
That's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool scene. When she,
yeah, it was.
She did those that in Age of Ultron, too.
She did.
With, like,
everybody was all
Thor.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Thor was sitting down like,
he's like, she tried to mind control me, but lucky for me, I am worthy, and then entered a room, and then it was Asgard.
Right.
What else happened?
The runes.
You know, I'm glad we said that at the same time. It really shows that we have the same thinking process.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Very cool.
I wanted there to be a little more hint to, like, she's trying to not let Agnes see the runes.
Yeah. Because
it was very, well,
it was
I guess,
on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, it wasn't even barely hinted at. If it was like, why did she do that lightning thing with the clouds to make Agnes look the other way? Yeah, and if they at least did something like that where she could, I guess she could control lightning.
Right.
But she does. She is in the hex, and she kind of controls everything in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like, I mean, at least something to make her, like, look at me and not behind me because, you know, the clouds. Yeah. The clouds are blocking the, clouds blocking the runes. That was pretty cool.
It's great. She was like, the runes. She was like, first of all, I don't need you to tell me who I am. I know about the runes. And then she was like, I'm all the way Scarlet Witch, and I'm wearing this cool costume. Costume was cool.
Her costume was cool.
It was also cool when she was at the end, she was just like doing the Doctor Strange thing. Like, and there's another one of me outside drinking some tea, but I gotta work.
No. It was like her making tea outside. No, she was outside, she went inside and made tea, and then in your bedroom, it was like a projector thing.
Yeah, it was like two Doctor Stranges.
I feel like it was a projector.
No, it was a projection.
Yeah, I feel like it wasn't an actual, just like, another Wanda. Yeah, she didn't just create a clone of herself.
No, it was a projection. But her projection was drinking tea while she was at work.
So her projection was drinking tea.
Yes.
Instead of the projection doing work. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, you think it was the other way around.
Yes.
While she was drinking tea, the projection was doing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like you think it's a clone.
Yeah,
like it was just two. I feel like it was like one of those Star Wars thing where it was a little button and then you throw it out and then it's a blue thing.
What was like when Doctor Strange was fighting Thanos and he was like
Yeah, I don't think it was like that though. I don't think it was a clone.
I didn't say clone, I said projection.
I know, but I think your definition was like a projection as in a different Wanda? Like a clone?
No.
Or as in like the Star Wars thing where it shows up and it's like...
Hologram thing?
Yeah, hologram. Because that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe a mix of both because the projection hologram can walk and drink tea and stuff.
I feel like that's not the projection though. Why do you
couldn't it be?
I'm not saying it couldn't be.
The real one would be more important. Because the real one would be more important to be like, I gotta read these books. I gotta study for this test. I'm finna be fired.
No!
I'm the father and I'm right.
I don't think...
Okay, then I don't care.
What are you arguing about? It's
based on... Hush.
Okay.
What do you think is gonna happen with the Scarlet Witch next?
Okay. I feel like she's kind of gonna retire.
No, she's in the Doctor Strange movie.
I know, but like, she's probably gonna... I feel like she's not gonna do a lot of fighting. I feel like after... I mean, I guess she kind of got pulled into the hex. She didn't create it at first.
Yeah, it was that hard. Listen, man, she needs therapy.
You guys just kept saying that.
All that pain she had, she was like, I'll create a whole world.
And people were like, she didn't do that, though. She didn't do it on purpose.
But she did it.
Yeah, but not on purpose.
Because it was her dark passenger.
What?
Oh, you haven't seen that show.
No. Was that like a reference?
Yeah, it was a reference to a show called Dexter, but I just realized you hadn't seen it.
No. I don't think she's gonna try fighting.
Find it, man. Agree with me.
I just don't think
she don't
is.
Care.
Okay. And yeah, she didn't create the hex on purpose, at least at first.
But she's still responsible for it.
I mean,
you think those people are like, oh yeah, you didn't do it on purpose, it's totally fine.
If somebody sleepwalks and breaks something, are you going to blame them for it? No, because they didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but if your sleepwalking causes me to be frozen in a town for 2 weeks, I'm going to be a little upset.
Well, okay, I guess.
You saw the people when she put her hoodie on, you think they were like, oh yeah, you were just sleepwalking, it's okay.
No, I guess it was a bit of an understatement to say if somebody sleepwalking and break something isn't the same as controlling an entire city with thousands of people.
Yes.
I guess.
Dad's one, JoJo's none, dads are taking the big company.
What happened to the clone thing, though?
JoJo one, dad one, it's equal.
Okay. Tommy and Billy didn't do much.
Nah, he ain't got no hands.
No. They
stopped
the bullet, sure
but they're like... They're
yeah, but they didn't actually help. I guess they stopped the military, but, I mean...
They did what they could for their
humans.
Level. They did what they could for their level.
Every time it's a superhero, it's like the humans are the stormtroopers.
Yeah,
they're just like... Very or true. Just like a little, like Goombas in Mario. They're just not
Those guys are like, hey, military, guns drawn, guns taken, picked up, smack. We actually didn't
You know what? You know what? You can try shooting at me, but I'll just stop the bullet or run past it. Wait, and but then I could also just take your gun or, you know.
But didn't a human kill Quicksilver?
I mean, yeah, but.
Well, I guess sometimes Goombas kill you in Mario.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not. Like, but it was also that. Ultron, though. And he had a jet with, like.
Oh, that was Ultron who shot him?
Yeah, he was
Oh, it wasn't a human.
No, he was in a jet you're thing right. with guns.
You're right. That makes more sense.
Because, I mean, if it's a super villain, then yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they have guns, then they're just the best with it.
Right. Are you excited for Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah. I didn't expect WandaVision to be like this. So,
I didn't either. You know, like we said a million times, it was a great change of pace. But now I want to get back to a lot of Falcon flying with his shoulder. He has a strong arm and a gun.
Make that the new theme song. Do you have anything else to say about the episode or the series in general?
It was
general?
A great time. I enjoy watching it. It's a good family time. Yes.
One more thing. Okay. One more thing.
Okay.
It's a lot of buildup. There was a lot of buildup.
But it's good, though.
And I know. I'm saying it is good. But the climax just wasn't enough for that buildup. Like, it was a good fight, yes. But I feel like it wasn't as much like an Endgame. How much build-up there was for, it, I guess this is just one series.
Yeah.
But for Endgame, the build-up was for 10 years. Again, I guess. It is definitely a higher build-up. Yeah. But still, it was probably one of the most best fight scenes ever.
Of Endgame?
No, in the world. Yeah, the Endgame fight scene?
Yeah.
It was probably one of the best fight scenes in any movie, TV show ever. Right, and it's from Marvel, so you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say we expect, but we kind of expect a very good fight scene.
Yeah.
Which again, it was good, but it just wasn't. It was just kind of Wanda attacking her, and then it was like, oh, there's runes. Ah. Yeah. Ooh.
I think it was a lot of setup stuff.
I guess Vision versus White Vision. That was a pretty good fight.
Pretty
scene.
Solid.
Them going through. Why didn't they just stay in that forever? Okay. But yeah, you can go.
No, I just. I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay, JoJo. It's okay.
Why are you trying to help him with everything? I would really appreciate if you'd stop. yeah, that was a pretty good fight scene.
Yeah, it was good. I was solid. It was solid. I saw some people who were disappointed, uh-huh. But I don't know what else I could have expected from that. The way those people fight, it's not like a...
Yeah, it's not like a Hulk thing where you just punch, throw.
Wanda usually is picking up people and slamming them or using the reality gauge. You know, it's not like, you know, Hulk. And Agatha's not like, well, let's go punch. She's a witch. So she fought like a witch. Fight, which was mostly with mind games.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, give me your power. And she was like, take it. The runes. Yeah. And it was so good when she turned her like, you're going to be the neighbor forever. She was like, no. And then she was just like, she's like, hiya, hon.
Yeah.
I was like, you're a good actress.
she is a good actress.
She's a good actress, man.
And so she's Doc Ock. Wait, Agatha?
Agnes is Doc Ock in Miles Morales.
Into Spider-Verse?
And I didn't know it. I
didn't know that either.
You know, on YouTube, you like look up one thing and YouTube's like, here's every other video made about that subject ever.
Now that I think about it, Doc Ock was a good actor too.
Yeah, it was great.
Wanda is very good at acting.
She's good. I like her a lot.
The crying when she, like just her in general, her acting and emotional scenes especially.
Yeah.
She acts her heart out, man. She does. She is good.
She's great.
Tommy and Billy were alright. You know, we don't need to talk about them. I probably could have played them better. not to brag. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they're alright though.
Yeah, they're good.
I keep expecting you to say something.
No, I don't have nothing else to add. They did what little kids do. I was like, all right, little kids. They're like, all right.
So you really have nothing to add. So I think if you have nothing else further to say.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week on Goodbye. I Don't Know with JoJo.
We might do Croods too.
Croods too.
We might. I don't know. I like Croods 1 a lot. I don't know.
Let's talk about Croods 1 and Croods 2. So we have a full episode.
That's right.
Because I cried at Croods 1.
It was sad.
It was sad.
And man, I watched that on the plane.
Big Hero 6?
Yeah.
You were crying. Where are we coming back from? Chicago? You were just like, I turned around. You were like, I'm crying. And you had already saw that movie. You're like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to cry again.
Yes. I mean,
you put yourself through that.
Yeah, but it was a good movie.
It's a good movie, but you know that part's coming. No matter what you do, if you watch the whole thing, that part is coming.
It's sad, man. Like, he rebuilt Baymax at the end, but it's just not the same.
And his brother died. It was a lot.
His brother died at the end. I wasn't really that sad about it because I didn't really get attached to him. I mean, yeah, he died at the beginning.
Baymax was more like...
You felt more attached to him. He's like, sure. Look at the big dumb robot. He's big and dumb. He's going now. Okay, that was it. I don't know why we did this at the end.
See you guys later.
Goodbye.
Bye.